Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump continues his five-nation tour of the Middle East and Europe today when he arrives in Israel shortly from Saudi Arabia. Mr. Trump has said he wants to aggressively pursue peace between the Israelis and Palestinians. VOA asked Middle East scholar Michael Fishbach of Randolph-Macon College about how Mr. Trump might be received in Israel.
Many in Israeli press think that Prime Minister Netanyahu is in some ways afraid of Trump because it was widely seen that he was going to be vehemently pro-Israeli and then startled the Prime Minister in public during his visit to the White House by asking him to hold off on settlements. Now he's said he's sort of indefinitely putting on hold the idea of moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. I don't think the Israelis quite know what to make of him.
Mr. Trump goes to Israel after a visit to Saudi Arabia, where he signed a nearly $110 billion agreement to bolster Riyadh's military capabilities. He also told dozens of Arab and Muslim leaders that they must unify to fight terrorism. The United Nations Security Council planning to have an emergency meeting tomorrow in response to North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. South Korean President Moon Jae-in held a National Security Council meeting on the matter. VOA asked RAND Corporation scholar Bruce Bennett if this latest launch could affect peace pursuits between Seoul and Pyongyang.
No, I think President Moon Jae-in wants to get back to it, but Kim Jong-un has got to let him. Moon Jae-in with the South Korean populace, the broader populace that he now serves as president, has to be responsive to bad actions by North Korea.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called the ongoing testing disappointing and disturbing. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has extended the state of emergency in his country, declared after a failed 2016 military coup. Erdogan spoke in Ankara to tens of thousands of his followers and members of his ruling Justice and Development Party, the AKP, which convened to re-elect him as their leader. Erdogan said the AKP has rejoined Congress and that they will make work toward a bigger goal of a new beginning. Under Turkey's old constitution, the head of state had to sever ties with their political party, which Erdogan did in 2014. That changed after the April referendum this year created an executive presidency with expanded powers, allowing Erdogan to rejoin the AKP. The last of hundreds of rebels and their families have left homes under evacuation deal with Syria, Syrian capital, and with the ruling government there in Damascus. The city had been in rebel hands since the beginning of the Syrian conflict in 2011. But analyst Amin Saikal of Australian National University said the war is far from over.
Well, it is important in terms of enabling the Assad regime to expand its control over the territories. But that does not necessarily mean that just because the rebels have evacuated homes and they've moved into other areas, that would mean the end of the conflict in Syria.
Despite similar rebel setbacks around Damascus and Aleppo, he doubts the government had the strength to extend its control over the entire country. Meantime, twin blasts Sunday claimed by the Islamic State killed several insurgents of the group Ahrar al-Sham in Idlib province. Three climbers died this weekend trying to scale the world's tallest peak, Mount Everest. One climber, each from the United States, Australia, and Slovakia, perished, making five known to have died in the attempt to reach the summit this year. The International Displacement Monitoring Center of the Norwegian Refugee Council released a report today about a startling statistic. They say 31.1 million people were displaced in 2016 within their home countries due to conflict as well as violence and disaster, conflicts affecting 6.9 million people. Disasters were responsible for 24 million displacements. The circus billed as the greatest show on earth has come to an end. After 146 years, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus has given their final performance.
That's the latest world news from VOA.